The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. Today we're going to discuss the latest trends in the MarTech landscape. Joining us is Oren Greenberg, who's the head of fractional CMOs at Curve, which is a hybrid agency and consultancy that provides strategic insight and executional marketing support. Curve tailors its team around each client's digital marketing goals, and rather than employing generalists, they handpick specialists to ensure that their clients have the right talent for the job. And today, Oren and I are going to talk about his enrichment of Scott Brinker's MarTech 5000 list so we can understand the MarTech landscape. All right, here's the first part of my conversation with Oren Greenberg, head of fractional CMO at Curve. Oren, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Benjamin.
Excited to have you as a guest on our show. Excited to talk a little bit about the MarTech landscape. You run a consultancy, an agency that helps marketers find fractional CMO work and helps brands find the right marketing talent, but you've also done a fair amount of enrichment and analysis looking into what's happening in the MarTech landscape specifically. Tell me a little bit about the enrichment and data analysis project that you embarked on, and how does it help you think about what's happening in the MarTech landscape?
So, you know, I really love Scott Brinker's incredible piece of work on the marketing technology landscape, and seeing the progression over the years in terms of the number of software providers is always pretty mind-blowing. But when I was looking at it, I felt like what I was missing was a depth of understanding of the proportion of the different solutions. So, I mean, they're nicely segmented and you see the different logos, but some logos are very small in terms of the revenue, employee count, or material impact that business has, and some of them have a significant impact. So what I did was I took that entire list, then in a collaboration with SimilarWeb, for those unfamiliar, they've raised their C round recently, so quite a sizable business. And we looked at and analyzed the traffic patterns across all of those different software vendors over a three-year period. And I sat for about a month and a half with my data scientist, and we looked for any interesting patterns or stories that we can extract, you know, to understand what's actually happening in the marketing technology landscape from a traffic point of view.
Okay, so your project was to take the list of known MarTech companies and you're analyzing the traffic that comes out of them. Now, talk to me about why you think traffic is an interesting metric to understand what's happening in the MarTech landscape.
So I guess traffic in the most reductionist sense, if you know what your conversion rate is, and that's relatively static, the more traffic you increase, you can start predicting your number of leads, your marketing qualified leads, your sales qualified leads, hence your customers. And you know, for me, I'm always interested in understanding how to build scalable and predictable growth engines for the different businesses that I support as a CMO. So the traffic is, I guess, as a marketeer, the first initial metric you think about on top of the funnel that directly impacts the rest of your dominoes that gets you to your sales qualified leads, which is kind of that golden nugget between the sales and marketing and the most tense point that helps the B2B business scale. But obviously, you know, I also support B2C businesses, so I'm very interested in it from a B2C point of view as well, not just the B2B point of view. So traffic for me is a very valuable metric, also because it's a nice metric to use to compare different solutions and different websites and understand the growth rate or the shrink rate But then you can also analyze that on a category level. And that's also very interesting. Is the overall category growing or is the overall category shrinking? And that is now telling you a tidal wave, you know, if you are you going to ride that wave on a category that's growing? Or you actually just invested and bought a really expensive piece of kit in a category that's shrinking, like DMPs, right? Like data management platforms, we're seeing them decrease rapidly. And therefore, you don't want to be investing in a DMP now if you're a CMO or senior exec.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. So talk to me about what you've seen from an overall traffic perspective. We know that the list of companies has almost doubled in the MarTech industry. Are we seeing traffic following a similar trend just broadly across the industry?
I think, interestingly enough, year on year, you're seeing the total traffic increase across the whole marketing landscape, but the way that's distributed is unevenly.
Okay, so we're seeing traffic kind of follow a similar trend to the number of companies, which to me says, all right, when a new company launches, it's bringing in more traffic into the industry. That seems logical. And I'm sure that some companies are growing faster than others. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's talk a little bit about the categories. You know, Scott Brinker's list, I believe that there are, what is it, 6 or 7 categories? Talk to me about what those categories are. Which ones do you see growing and which ones are shrinking?
So with the categories, there's 6 parent categories, but then there's also 49 subcategories. So in the top 6, we've got like advertising and promotions, commerce and sales, content and experience, data management, and social and relationships. And I think what was really interesting was some of those categories that are growing and shrinking, they're quite unintuitive. So for example, I didn't expect CRM to be growing, and I didn't expect social and relationships or some of the subcategories in there to be shrinking so catastrophically. So it's a lot of variability in the data. So it's like, you know, the way you slice it, you get very different answers depending on what you're trying to assess or what you're trying to gather.
So when you think about your takeaway from analyzing traffic, both from the macro MarTech perspective and then on each category, what are your takeaways? What does that data tell you?
It tells me that there's a ridiculous skew that very few players command a disproportionate amount of traffic. That's the first insight. The second insight is it's unintuitive as to which categories are growing, some of them you never heard of, and which ones are shrinking, which I was surprised when I was looking at the data to say, oh, wow, these categories are shrinking. That was really unintuitive. So the patterns unpredictable. I also think that it's very fragmented and the fragmentation is very challenging.
Do you have any sense of whether the traffic is growing, not necessarily by a category, thinking, you know, CRMs versus social, but when you look at the class of businesses that the companies in MarTech support, some are more focused on B2B, some are more focused on B2C. Has there been a difference in the type of business that has been growing in terms of overall traffic?
It's very hard to delineate from the data set what's B2B and what's B2C. So if you took Google, for example, and I said, is Google more B2C or B2B? And we all know Google Ads drives huge volume of leads and sales for B2B, but it's predominantly used for B2C contacts, but it's both. And the problem, I think, with the classification in the MarTech landscape is the duality of the businesses, and there's no way to discern it using the company's website or any other classification. So I've spent a lot of time trying to answer that question, and then I effectively reached the conclusion that I wouldn't be able to know unless all of the players in the MarTech would volunteer that information, which is not going to happen. So unfortunately, I wish I could answer that. I think it's a very valuable question, but unfortunately, the data doesn't allow an answer to that question.
And I think that there's an interesting conversation to be had about what traffic really means. Doing the analysis is interesting. It's fun to hear that the traffic in the MarTech industry is growing and talking about which segments. Traffic means different things to different businesses, right? If you're a B2C business like Google's search engine, driving traffic means ad revenue. If you're a B2B business, traffic doesn't necessarily convert into business. What you're actually optimizing for is qualified traffic. You're looking for leads. Not all clicks are created the same. And so looking at traffic as a standalone metric is a very nuanced thing to think about. And we're going to continue this conversation by talking about who are the companies in the MarTech industry that have gained the most traffic over the last 3 years in our next episode. So that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Oren Greenberg, head of fractional CMOs at Curve. Join us again for part two of this interview, which we'll publish tomorrow morning when Oren and I discuss who are the 800-pound gorillas in the MarTech room. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Oren, you can click on the link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is Oren Green, O-R-E-N-G-R-E-E-N. Or you could visit his company's website, which is curve.co.uk. If you're interested in reading more about Oren's study of the MarTech industry's traffic, you can go to curve.co.uk/MartechPod, M-A-R-T-E-C-H-P-O-D. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes, contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our once-a-week newsletter. You can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MartechPod, M-A-R-T-E-C-H-P-O-D, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, B-E-N-J-S-H-A-P. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.